Hello, everyone. Well, happy Monday. Today, I went outside and living in southern Arizona, I'll tell you, right now, this is my first spring down here. And so all the plants are different. And I discovered over the weekend that there was a prickly pear that is starting to get little buds on it, little flowers. So it's so exciting. I'm going to be out there every day or every other day taking pictures so I can see the progress. And so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. It already is a lot of fun. There's one prickly pear. I think I posted a picture the other day. If I haven't, I'll double check. There was a grasshopper that I don't know that I've ever seen one this long. He's like 3.5 to 4 inches long. And he's kind of hidden, snuggled in between two of the I don't even know what they're called. Two of the big round things. See how much I know about cactus? But he's still there. So that was like 3 days ago that I saw him for the first time. So anyway, welcome back to today is day four of the Ladies Go Live challenge, the 30-day challenge that I'm doing. And so what I've been doing for the first couple days is I did a tip, a spiritual tip, and it's just, you can call it a spiritual tip or just a tip, and then I pulled a card. And so in case you haven't seen those, go back, check those out, because today I'm going to expand on one of them. So day one, in case you didn't remember, the tip was about breathing. And day two was about filters. And that one, you absolutely, if you don't know what I'm talking about when I say filters, go watch that one. Should be in the lineup. Today, well, and then day three was my Facebook Live Sunday. So every Sunday, which I've been doing this for about 6 months now, I actually go, I do the weekly angel card reading, and I record that so I can post it out on YouTube. And then I stick around for the rest of the hour and I do mini readings for whoever wants. I have many of the regulars and I have some new people. So if you haven't ever seen those, you can join up and you can follow me on this Facebook page, Angel Talk with Sue, or on my personal page, Sue Boom. Or you can also go out to International Angels Network and actually let me post that. International Angels Network. And they have, so International Angels Network is the .com. It's also a Facebook group and it is also a Facebook page. So it posts out to those pages as well. And also I do a radio show on International Angels Network every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, which is now 6 p.m. Arizona time. So there you go with that. So you'll have to come listen to my show. This week I have her name is Serena. I can't remember what her last name is, but we're going to be talking about empowerment, healing with empowerment. So it's going to be an awesome show. Again, go check that out on International Angels Network. And if you're part of the group Angel Talk with Sue, it'll be in there as well. Ha. Okay, so today's tip, I kind of went back and forth, kind of seeing what the angels are telling me, and I really feel like this is the one that feels right that they're sharing or telling me to share with you. The first day we were talking about breathing. And breathing is always a good thing, yes. We all breathe, but this is breathing with a little bit more intention with it. And today the angels wanted to remind us that, okay, so as you're breathing, breathe in love. Now, some of you can automatically, as soon as I say that, you just feel it and you just do it automatically. Well, what I would like, because most of us, maybe can't get there right away. Maybe we're having a frustrating day and you can't just go from frustration to love. It seems like it's that quick, but sometimes we need a little bit of in between. So what I'd like you to do is think about someone that you love unconditionally or something. Now, generally, someone is what comes to mind for people. And some of you, it may be a pet, it may be a child, it may be your partner. So there's could be anybody. So I'd like you to have that in your mind. And then when you get to that really happy place and you can feel the unconditional love just growing and expanding, then breathe that love in. And as you do that, many times you can feel your whole body just expand. And then also, as you exhale, breathe out love. Oh, hi, Denise. Yay, thank you. Thank you. See, you know, and it's so funny because I'm doing it a little differently today. I'm just doing it straight from the page. I didn't do Be Live. I didn't do Live Leap. And Live Leap might have done it. But the comments are showing up different. So, Denise, I'm so glad that I can actually see that you posted something out there. So thank you. Yes, and I tell you, can you feel that? Can you feel the difference as you're breathing in the love? And if you have like a pain in your body, you can actually breathe love into the pain and it helps it dissipate. So isn't that cool? Thank you, angels. And I can hear my chimes going off in two rooms away. So that was the tip of the day. Can you hear him, Denise? Can you hear him from this far away? Because I really am like 30 feet. Sometimes that seems like, and they're not going now, so it would have been a minute ago. But okay, so now what I'm doing also, I'm going to pull a card, and this is a card for everybody that's watching it live and yay, live and on replay. So this is just for all of us. And the deck I'm using, I've used it for the last couple of days. It's by Blue Butterfly Inspirations. So you can go out to Blue Butterfly Inspirations. That's their .com. That is their Facebook page. And this is the Feel Good Oracle for daily guidance. So thank you so much for joining, Miss Denise. All right. And this card wants to come. Oh, there's two cards. So today, apparently, we get two cards. All right. The first card is flexibility. Oh, yes, of course. Be willing to try new things. Stretch those mental limits you have placed on yourself. It's time to be flexible in your own thinking. Boy, don't we all need to hear that? And let me see if I can figure this out. I think it's number 42. Remember, this is the deck that's got the Roman numeral, but it's flexibility. Flexibility. Yes, we want to be flexible. And it's true. Even with doing lives, this, you have to be flexible. Am I doing it this way? Am I doing it this way? Am I doing it in this room? And am I doing it in the other room? So yes, be flexible. Not just for yoga. That's right. It's not just for yoga. And the other card, oh, love this too, is trust. Be willing to trust. Allow yourself to be open to those around you. And this is number 10, 20, 34. Trust. The reason I read the numbers is because some people like numbers. Numbers are very important, and a lot of times angels connect with us through the numbers as well. So trust. So we have flexibility and trust. What a great combination. Thank you so much for joining me, Miss Denise. And I know that others will see this on the replay because the replay lives on and on. And thank you for sharing this. I appreciate all of you. And I will be back tomorrow. I don't know what time. I'm being flexible. Oh my gosh. And the time right now is 11:44. What did I say about numbers? 11 is all about focusing on mastering, but also about focusing on the positive. And fours are all about angels. So there you go with that. Thank you, Denise. Oh, have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. Like I said, I'm not sure of the time, but Watch and you shall see. Have a great day. Angel blessings to you. Thank you so much.